Welcome back to Yeah, That Happened, a podcast that highlights Black moments in time. I'm your host, Corday, your personal Snapple Cap, back with a whole nother random fact. But before I begin, remember, you can only find this show on the home of the original content, the CWF Network, where we make everyday content for everyday people. Welcome back to the premiere episode of Season 2. Since I've been gone, I've been involved in arts education, and today's episode actually relates to just that. I've been teaching theater, photography, and media arts in middle, elementary, and high schools for some time now. And something that's always caught my eye in terms of understanding how kids work or just what entertains them is this idea of TikTok. And today, we're going to talk about Jalea Harmon and how she created one of the most viral dances and her process behind creating it and receiving notoriety for it. Around early February or late June, I had started asking a lot of my students where this particular renegade dance came from. Every time there was a break in my class, every time they had a moment, whether they were gathering for, you know, dismissal or to go to their classes, they always wanted to take this, you know, free time that they had to practice these dances. And so that's when I learned about TikTok. And then that's when I started to ask them the question, hey, where did you learn this dance from? You know, and their response was always, you know, TikTok showed it to me. And I didn't really understand, you know, that response because one, I don't have TikTok. And two, my understanding of learning dances came from, you know, being in middle school, being in high school, and understanding that we had sources for our dances. So if we would do, for example, you know, do the Aunt Jackie or do the Crank That Soulja Boy, you know where that came from. You know the source from which it came from. But in this day and age, being able to credit people's work or credit the sources from which, you know, things come from is a little bit more difficult. And it was through research that I had learned why. Through my research, a lot of my information came from a New York Times article that was written on Jalea. And this article notes that cross-platform sharing of dances is how things are made on the internet. Popular tweets go viral on Instagram. Videos made on Instagram make their way onto YouTube. And in recent years, several large Instagram accounts have faced backlash for sharing jokes, videos, any kind of information without crediting the creator of that particular piece. And Jalea's response around not receiving the credit and the attention are, I think I could have gotten money for it, promos for it. I could have gotten famous off of it, even gotten noticed. But I don't think any of that stuff has happened for me because no one knows that I made the dance. And that's Jalea talking about the fact that she created this dance, and it was up until very recently that she has started to receive any kind of credit for it. So let's go back a little bit and understand how Jalea actually created this dance. Jalea Harmon was born on August 28th, 2005. And on September 25th, 2019, Jalea came home from school and asked a friend that she had met through Instagram, whose name is Kayla Davis, if she wanted to create a post together. Davis said yes. And after Jalea had studied the beats and listened to the song Lottery by K-Camp, an Atlanta rapper, she had choreographed a difficult sequence to the chorus of the song and added in a whole bunch of viral dance moves like the Whoa that I learned when I worked in a middle school. After Jalea had showed the dance to her friend Kalia, she filmed it first and then posted it to her Funimate account, which is another social, you know, sharing platform. And then Kalia and Jalea shared the dance on Instagram, where Jalea has more than 20,000 followers. It was from these original postings that the dance started to slowly go viral. When Jalea had posted it on Instagram, it got around 13,000 views, and that's when it started to get a little bit of buzz. Now, the dance was created in September. In October, a user by the name of Global.Jones brought the dance to TikTok and changed some of the moves at the end of the dance. And then that's when it really started to catch on. So before long, another, user named Charlie D'Amelio had posted a video of herself doing the dance, and she posted it on TikTok. And all of these other, I guess, performers or artists or users, whether it's Global.Jones or Charli D'Amelio, did not give Jhilia credit for creating the dance and posting it, or even, you know, crediting her or tagging her in her old accounts for creating the dance. Now, Jhilia, being a ninth grade student and having extracurricular activities like dance classes, tumbling, and the schoolwork that just comes with being in school, tried her hardest to get the word out that she had created the Renegade dance herself. And she got in the comments of several videos from people who were, you know, emulating the dance or who had some kind of, you know, clout off of the dance, asking those particular influencers to tag her in creating the dance. And for the most part, according to this New York Times article, she was ridiculed or even ignored for wanting to get her voice and her credit out there. It's even said that Jhilia had set up her own TikTok account and created a video herself in front of a green screen, Googling the question, who created the Renegade dance? And that was just an attempt to, you know, set the record straight, get more information on, you know, for her understanding around who's benefiting off of this dance that she created. And Jhilia's quoted as saying that once she Googled and started to find out that her name wasn't even brought up in the conversation, she was upset. And she stated that she believed it wasn't fair. The app and platform TikTok was introduced into the United States culture about a year and a half ago. But on platforms like Dubsmash, Instagram, and Funimate, it's usually common culture to credit or tag the original posters of the content and to use hashtags to be able to track, you know, the evolution or the changes that are added to any piece of content that is therefore, you know, adapted by somebody else. The introduction of a new platform and the reintroduction of common practices within, you know, sharing work or utilizing somebody else's work has created kind of a rift between TikTok users and everybody else because of situations like Jayla. Next, we're going to talk about how on Valentine's Day weekend 2020, Jhilia Harmon was finally shown the love and appreciation and given the credit that she deserves for creating the Renegade dance. There were two notable people who were working on making sure that Jhilia received the credit that she deserved for allowing the Renegade dance to blow up on so many platforms. And those two people were Reezy Renegade and K-Camp. Reezy Renegade is the producer that made the beat and the song Lottery, which is K-Camp's song. It's his viral hit. And that's the song that Jhilia and her friend and everybody else has been dancing to. Once K-Camp and Reezy Renegade realized that their song was blowing up because of a dance, they decided to look into it a little bit more. And that's when they had realized that there was a controversy around Jhilia not being credited while white TikTok influencers were. And Reezy Renegade's response to this from a Revolt TV article says, yeah, he and K-Camp talked about it and he calls Camp a good-hearted dude. The first thing that K-Camp had said to Renegade was, I'm going to find her and figure out how we can do this and bring her to light. Then one day, K-Camp called Renegade and said that he was going to bring Jhilia to the studio. We have to make sure that they get seen, is what K-Camp told Renegade. And that's what he did when K-Camp created a video on February 14th where Jhilia and her friend Skylar were recorded doing the infamous dance, and K-Camp put a caption that said, thank you for helping make Lottery the biggest song in the world. Tell the blogs, eat it up. And by doing that, he solidified her as her and her friend, actually, as the creators of the dance. And then 2 days later, on February 16th, Jhilia was able to perform the dance at the NBA All-Star Weekends game. Now, there's some controversy behind that as well, because the NBA, wanting to capitalize off of that dance, didn't necessarily do all of their research, and they had asked other TikTok influencers to come on and do the dance. Now, this did create some controversy because many people were able to see that by Jhilia not being invited and the white influencers who were invited, further amplify the fact that
ideas of minorities are profited by those who were essentially inspired by it. And the people, like J-Lo, who created the idea are often faded out. And so it seems like J-Lo and her ideas and her friend and her work and all of the time that she had put into wanting to create and make this dance just gets dismissed. By the NBA doing their research and shining a light on J-Lo and the fact that she created this dance, allowing her to do it on national TV, it doesn't demand that anybody else stops doing the dance. It just puts some acknowledgement on the fact that somebody else created it. And it allows J-Lo to be justly rewarded for the fact that she made this viral dance. J-Lo deserves to have opportunities open up for her, just as everybody else does, like the backpack kid who created that the backpack dance that everybody was doing, or Shiggy, who created the Shiggy dance, you know? I find it absolutely necessary, vital, and important in when creating work and when putting it on social platforms to constantly cite your sources and constantly make sure that whoever created the dance, whether you're or whatever piece of art it may be, whether you're adapting it or creating it as your own or taking inspiration from it, whatever you may be, you credit where that inspiration came from. And it's also really important for larger platforms like the NBA, when they then want to follow a particular trend like this, for them to do their research so that way they can understand fully how whatever piece of art it is that they want to exhibit got to where it is, you know, at that point. I also took that point and wanted to amplify it towards my students and the kids that I teach and the kids that are in school right now wanting to do this particular dance. There's an amazing article from the New York Times again that further looks into the way that appropriation happens within black and white cultures and within social media. I found it to be very ironic, actually, when speaking to my students and actually finally figuring out where the dance came from and the name of it and all that. The first couple of words within the TikTok dance itself is the sound renegade and the word go. Now, when you understand what the word renegade means, it brings a sense of irony to the fact that every single kid that I have, you know, run into doing this dance, they don't necessarily know where it's coming from, but they're doing the dance. So, renegade is defined as a person who deserts and betrays an organization, country, or a set of principles, according to Google. Synonyms are traitor, defector, deserter, or rebel. Now, understanding that a large majority of young people are doing this renegade dance without fully being able to understand where it's coming from. It's kind of like this mob mentality around something being popular, so I'm just gonna do it as well. But understanding what irony means and understanding what the word renegade means, for a bunch of young people to be, you know, screaming the word renegade and doing a dance with the word renegade in it, for you to be doing it in mass without really taking time for yourself to understand where it came from, or taking time for yourself to understand who made it, or even taking time to understand the impact it may have within, you know, your school community, it makes you seem like you're not a renegade, you know? So it's important. And I really find it important, and I'm really appreciative that I'm able to shed light on this young woman who created a craze, who created a viral dance, a viral situation, and seeing that she's able to finally get credit for it. Make sure you check the description box wherever you're listening for sources so that way you too can do your own research. That's this week's episode of Yeah, That Happened. And just because the conversation stops doesn't mean that you don't have to continue to take part. Make sure you leave us a comment or a 5-star rating wherever you're listening. And if you want to become part of the conversation, be sure to call or send a text to 347-719-3350. And you never know, whatever you say or whatever you let us know about may be the next thing happening. I really hope you enjoyed this quick convo for your mind. I'm your host, Corday, and you can follow me on Instagram at CORDE_. and be sure to follow the Conversations with Friends Network at CWFP_, the home of the original content, where we bring you big content in small pieces. I'll see you next time on Yeah, That Happened.
This is the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Follow us on Instagram at CWFP_. Okay, bye.